Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. DeJesus?
He's not here.
Oh, this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio. And I was calling about Hector and about his trial, which will be soon, and I wanted to see if Mr. DeJesus or you would talk about that just a little bit.
I have no idea about that.
But Hector's your brother, or...?
No, it's my father's cousin.
Oh, and is Hector out now on bail, or...?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh. Well, which DeJesus in Hudson, if I may ask, where I could reach his immediate...
Let me check. See if he's in the front or next door at his mother's house.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Mr. DeJesus.
Yes.
Yes, this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio. And I was calling to see if I might find out a little bit about how it's going with Hector and his upcoming trial, sir.
Well, in all reality, I haven't really kept up with it.
Oh.
Even though I just read what's on the paper.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't really benefit me any to get involved, you know?
Yeah, of course not. I understand. Is there any way I could reach his father or his immediate family? I guess you're just a cousin, but...
They're staying at, there's a telephone number. Let me see if I can remember. It's 828, I think it's 0846.
0846?
Yeah.
Okay, what's, can I ask Mr. DeJesus' his first name so I can address him by his
name? Same name. Hector.
Oh, Hector Sr., yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he speaks English enough for you to understand, but...
Well, you know, I was talking with one of the defense attorneys, and they said some of the charges have actually been dropped, at least against some of the guys.
Yeah, I mean, now they're in jury selection right now. That's as far as I know, and he knows more than I do, because he keeps up with it. He visits, he goes to the courtroom.
Oh, he does. I mean, is there anyone in his family who speaks... I'm so sorry I don't speak Spanish, but is there anyone in his family who could translate, or...?
Maybe his mother may, or his brothers might be there. You can try and see that one of the brothers are there.
Has Hector Jr., does he speak English?
Hector, yeah, they're all here, raised here. They all know English well.
Oh, the young Hector does. I see, yeah. I see. Yeah. Well, of course, if he's been to school and everything, yeah. Okay, well, so in the family, in your side of the family, I guess it's paternal cousin, right? On the dad's side?
Paternal from the father, yeah.
Yeah, same DeJesus name. But you must be kind of concerned, I mean.
Well, you know, he's not a bad guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a good guy that just got caught up, you know, and unfortunately it's going to affect his family. You know,
yeah.
He's got young children.
Oh, he has young children. How many does he have?
I think he has three, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I can't say what he did or what he didn't do, but, you know, his family suffers, you know.
You know, it's odd because when I talked to... Attorney Schlenker, he said the same thing about his client, Marquise Lee, but do you think that Hector fell in with these blacks and then maybe they caused some of the trouble, so to speak? I mean,
I know
street gang?
I know every single one of them, you know. I live in a small city, Hudson, you know. Everybody knows everybody pretty much.
Oh.
So.
And what would you say about those fellows?
You know, they weren't the worst kids in the neighborhood, you know. I just feel that it was something that... It was more than curiosity that, you know, or attracting the money issue attracted them or something. And them being naive and young, I think they just followed the lead of the older ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The older guy has a history of doing different things, you know.
Which guy is that?
Mickey Miller, is it?
Mickey Miller, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know too many details about the case.
He's the older one of the crew of all of them. He's like 35 years old.
35?
Yeah, the other ones are less than 20, and my cousin's like 22, 23 years old.
Oh, Hector, as I see.
You know, so, you know, they were easily manipulative, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that they said large numbers of money, and I guess that's what really drove them
attracted
to
attracted them,
you know?
Huh?
Yeah.
And Mickey was a... Mickey's black?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
all of them are black except... for the Jesus, which is Spanish. That's it.
Yeah. Is your family originally, are you Puerto Rican or originally
Puerto
from Mexico?
Rican.
Originally
yeah.
Puerto Rican.
I'm born and raised here, but, you know, my family, you know, my parents, they're from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Day means of Jesus, right, so to speak. I don't speak Spanish, but I think I know that much.
Yeah. It's a good name, you know.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, it's quite a famous name, and I've seen it many times, you know, in... in the news because it's not as big as Rodriguez, I guess, not as many, but
oh no, this Rodriguez is very large.
Yeah.
So you're from what radio again?
Vanguard Radio, sir.
Vanguard out of?
Vanguard Radio. We're out of Missouri.
Okay, and you guys are spreading the news down there?
Well, we're trying to find out about the case and see how it's going and see what's going on with it. But as you mentioned, we had heard something about older guys, and I guess these fellows perhaps had been in gangs when they were young, and then they, by the time they hit 35 or that's not middle age, but it's certainly not a kid, and then they influenced the younger guys, you know.
Some people just like the easy way out of things, you know. Instead of earning it, they'd rather take it, you know.
Sure. So, well, how's Hector's family? They must be all young kids since Hector's so young, his children.
Well, Hector is the youngest.
I thought this Marquise Lee was 17, his lawyer said. But
Marquise Lee is the 17. Yeah, he's 17. I think there's another 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And the other girl is 21 or something like that.
Oh, there's a girl, too.
Yeah, there's a girl.
Oh, yes. Well, this would be Tina Brandt, and she's a black girl, right?
Yeah, she's Anderson's sister, actually.
Oh, Christopher Anderson's sister.
Yeah.
And did those kids used to come over? Would they hang around with Hector? Would they ever drop by your place? What would they do? They listen to rap music?
I know them because I'm pretty much active in my community, and, you know, I walk the streets and talk to kids, and, you know, I'm 41. I've been there, done a couple of things. Nothing to be ashamed of, but, you know.
You've got the New York accent, so.
Yeah, I am from New York City.
Yeah.
And, so coming up here, I see, you know, that I can be a little bit mentor type, you know, so that's what I do. So I know the kids from just, you know, my kids are about 16, 17 themselves. So they know them from school and stuff like that, you know.
Did you ever, did the subject ever come up? If it was obvious, did you ever mention to Hector that guy, Mickey Miller's bad news?
Well, they know each other for a long time, even before, you know, I knew any of them. You know, so they basically know each other for a long time. I think Hector's wife is related to him. So, you know, they know each other for quite a bit.
Oh, you mean Hector's wife is black? Related?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, that's because that's kind of a double double tragedy for Mickey Miller or for the Miller to Jesus, so to speak.
Yep.
I see.
So you can use that number and see if they're there. And,
okay.
Hopefully you can get some information.
Thank you, Mr. DeJesus, for talking.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am. This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network. And I got your number, ma'am, from Hector's cousin, George.
Okay. Oh, George?
Yeah, George gave me that Mr. Hector DeJesus Sr.'s, but he said he didn't speak English. I was hoping if you're the mom, if you're the mother, he said the mother speaks English very well. That might be you.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my...
Hello.
Hi, Mr. DeJesus?
Yes.
Yes, sir. This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio. And I was just calling to see how it's going. I spoke with George, I guess your cousin, and he was telling me how Hector, your son, had been influenced by this Mickey Miller, I suppose his brother-in-law, although he's much older than Hector.
Okay. How do you know to I'm here?
Mr. George DeJesus, sir, gave me your number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay. You are from Vanguard?
Vanguard Radio.
Okay. And what information do you need?
Well, I just wanted to ask how Hector's trial is going and the family. I know Hector has three little children.
Uh-huh.
And again, your cousin George, if I'm talking to Hector Sr., sir,
okay.
Your cousin or Mr. George DeJesus said that Hector Jr. had been influenced by this black man, and it turns out he's a brother-in-law, Mickey Miller, age 35.
Hector, I got three Hectors.
Oh, excuse. Yes, yes.
I got Hector Icy, Hector Luis, and Hector York.
Ah.
So I don't know what exactly Hector you need.
Well, I was speaking, I wanted to speak with Hector Sr., the father.
Well, I'm a father.
Oh, I see, I see. So you have three sons.
And I'm Hector too.
Oh. So you have two sons named Hector?
Three sons.
Three.
Yes.
It's a popular. I mean, it's your family name, Hector. Then
Hector, Gerard, Hector, Isaac, Hector, Luis.
I see. Well, is the Hector who's been accused here now in Columbia County, is that the middle Hector or the younger one? Or
I got one in problem in prison. This is the baby.
Oh, I see. Yes, he's only 22 or 23, right?
26.
Well, he's still a young man. And how is his family holding up now that this tragedy has come to them, so to speak? How is the family doing, his children, sir?
Well, you're talking about my family or his little family?
Hector, the youngest Hector. How's his family doing?
Bad situation.
Mm-hmm. And how old are his children?
Well, that is a baby.
Mm-hmm. Baby? A little baby?
He got a baby, most babies.
Mm.
He got a year baby, and another is five or seven years old.
Now, are any of his babies Hector?
No.
No Hectors?
No.
Well, it's too bad he didn't carry on the family tradition there, but anyway, they're little children. And what about the wife? Now, the wife is Mickey's sister, right? Hector's wife?
I don't know exactly that family in full, because I'm involved in other areas outside of the area.
Mm-hmm. Are you the gentleman, sir, who used to work for Henry Gropp? You worked for him?
For who?
Henry Gropp, this fruit grower?
No, I'm in disability. I'm not working.
No, but one of those five guys used to work for Henry Gropp. Do you know who that was?
Let's ask to my wife.
Oh.
Uno de los muchachos trabajaba para Henry Gropp. Henry Gropp, I don't know who. No, I don't know exactly.
Oh. Hmm. And, I mean, did they ever recover any money? How can they prove that Hector and his and the other four guys took any money? Did they ever recover any money?
Money from where?
From Henry Gropp's.
I don't know exactly what are you talking about.
Well, is Hector, your son Hector's?
You have a lot of questions. You come to the paper news or
radio news.
Radio.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have little information about this babies, because those babies are independent kids.
What do you mean? How can they be independent? They're babies. I'm not sure.
Yes,
I understand.
It's my sons. So, all of this is my sons. I call them babies because I call papi every one of these kids.
Because you what?
I'm calling papi every one of these kids.
You're calling puppy?
Papi, papa.
Oh, papa, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, they have the same mother or different mothers?
No, the same mama.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm married one time.
Oh. But isn't it your son, one of your Hectors, who's in jail, or did he get out on bail?
No, this kid is in jail, but we are exactly... my wife, she is nervous.
No problem. We're just radio.
So anyway, I don't have a lot of information about this situation. I want to call now, okay?
You want to what?
I want to finish now, okay?
Okay, nice to talk to you, Mr. Hector DeJesus. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative, news and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute news without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.